Very happy to be joined now by John Heyman, MLB Insider, MLB Network, also of Fan Rag Sports. Hey, John.
How you doing?
Doing very well. So, yeah, the J.D. Martinez market. I never thought the Blue Jays were major suitors for him. Does he make sense for the Blue Jays, in your opinion?
I think he makes sense. I don't know that they're spectacularly confident about it. You know, he's a Scott Boras client. He's probably going to take a while. He's probably going to cost a hefty amount. But, you know, he fits. They need an outfielder. We don't think they're bringing Bautista back. Obviously, they lost Encarnacion power last year. So I think it's something to look at. I know we've heard Jay Bruce much more, and we know they've been connected to Bruce in the past, and maybe that's who they end up with. But, you know, they're going to investigate all the outfielders who can help, and he certainly is one of them.
How do you explain the lack of momentum in the free agent market so far? Is everybody waiting on something to happen, maybe a Shohei Ohtani, or is everybody waiting on Stanton?
Yeah, I mean, normally we see a couple of smaller signings by now, but, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I can remember two stars signing as early as Thanksgiving even. So we're not even Thanksgiving, and that was Torrey Hunter with the Angels and Bernie Williams back with the Yankees that I recall on the Thanksgiving. I do not recall, and maybe my memory's not so great, stars signing earlier. It is slow, you're right, because we haven't seen anybody signing, much less the stars. I do think that things are held up a bit by Stanton. You know, it's hard to sign J.D. Martinez if you think you're going to get Stanton. And I think Ohtani, we're waiting on that. I mean, I guess he's probably at the top of the pitching market, even though he's cheap compared to the others. So I think we're kind of waiting on those two dominoes to fall. I'm not sure everything's going to go quickly after that. And I think out of the top nine players or so, I think five of them are Scott Boras clients. So those generally take longer anyway, but I think it's too early for the stars. Generally would be my short answer, but it is a little surprising we haven't even gotten a relief pitcher at this point.
Yeah, and Ohtani is the guy that I think everybody's just so focused in on. It feels like the Stanton trade is going to happen at some point, but with him, I saw you tweeted today that the Yankees moved a little bit of money around, but in international spending money to maybe be throw at him. Would you peg the Yankees right now as the favorites for Ohtani?
I would, but only because I hear that from other teams that they're assuming that they are. We don't really know. I didn't even know how to spell his name properly until 2 days ago. So, you know, we don't know that much about him. We don't really know what's going on. He does have an MLB agent now in the CAA. So, you know, things are starting to come together, and we hope or think that by 8 o'clock they'll have an agreement and no guarantees, and he'll be coming. But you know, based on the fact that, you know, and this is generalizing a bit, that Japanese players generally have succeeded in L.A., New York, and Seattle. And we know the Yankees are very, very interested. And I think in his situation where it's not going to be about the contract money, you know, he's limited to 3.5 or less. You know, he marketing opportunities is the way to make it up. And, you know, I think New York probably provides that best opportunity. So, I mean, we're kind of speculating, supposing here, but, you know, if I had a bet, I'd say the Yankees.
Where do the Blue Jays fit into that conversation? Because we talked a little bit about it last week. I imagine all 30 teams are going to at least put something together.
Sure.
And it doesn't come down to money, right? Where do you see the Blue Jays fitting in?
Yeah, it doesn't come down to money, but the Yankees and Texas have $3.5 million, and there's a few other teams at three, and then teams below. I understand he's probably worth $250 million, so either way, he's really getting a pittance, but you know, he'd still probably rather get the $3 million than the $1 million or less. So I still think the money counts, and that's why the Yankees and Seattle and some other teams are still scrambling to get a few dollars, and I'm a little surprised there aren't more teams doing that.
Yeah.
Because you're getting, you know, you're not maybe getting the player value, you know, when you give a guy away for $250,000, but, you know, if it enhances your chances to get a $300 million player for $3 million, you know, I would take that chance and not worry about the fact you're trading a guy that's worth $1 million for $250,000 in spending money.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, it's like we assume it's not about the money, but you want to cover all your bases, right? You don't want to be that team like, oh,
yeah,
man, we could have had
he's
him.
Human.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's human, even though he's, you know, he could wait 2 years and get the $250 million, assuming he stays healthy. And so he's not doing that, and he's coming for $3 million bonus, and then he's going to make a regular salary for the first 3 years. I mean, by regular, I mean, you know, $1 million or less, or maybe $1.5 million or less. And not going to be getting the huge money for 3 years by doing it this way. But, you know, I still haven't seen people who take the $1 million over the $3 million yet, too. I mean, he's already given up $297 million. Is he really going to give up the next $2 million, too? I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't care about money at all. I heard he's a kid playing video games. So maybe word hasn't gotten to him that money is makes the world go round. I don't know.
See, that's why we're banking on him here in Toronto, is we can offer him the opportunity to be on MLB The Show, the video game cover, which he might want to play, and he can live in the dorms right outside of the Rogers Center, just basically in the hotels. It feels like a pretty good pitch by our city. Have you heard anything on Josh Donaldson? Like, how do you think that this situation plays out for the Blue Jays?
Yeah, I have not, and since they're not rebuilding, they're going for it and trying to win. I'm assuming they're keeping him. You know, when I talked to Blue Jays people earlier, they said that it was very unlikely that they would trade him. So I don't see that. I haven't heard his name out there. And so I don't think he's going to be traded. I think he will be with the Blue Jays.
If there was a Godfather offer out there, it feels like the Cardinals are this team that's ready to splash some prospect capital, and we know their wealth of young outfielders that they've got. They're in on Giancarlo Stanton. He holds a no-trade clause. But, I mean, is that the team? If somebody was going to put together just something that the Blue Jays couldn't say no to, would it be the Cardinals?
I would think so. They have great prospects, particularly on the pitching front, between Reyes and Alcantara, Jed Flaherty, and Weaver. I mean, they got four really good pitching prospects, two of them spectacular, in Alcantara and Reyes. So they got great prospects. With most teams, they can more easily make a deal than somebody like San Francisco. But with Giancarlo, of course, it's the no trade is the key thing. So it's about where he wants to go. And that's why we're presuming, don't know because he hasn't said anything publicly, but presuming, being a West Coast guy and, you know, some things you hear around from the clubhouse, the suggestion seems to be that he would prefer to be in California if all things are equal. And full no trade, 10 years to go, not under pressure like Verlander, but he's got to make a 2-second decision. Got a long time to think about it. He doesn't have. They're at least acting like they do.
Last one before we let you go, John. So Lorenzo Cain has shown up on the radar of the Blue Jays the last couple of days. Again, the need for an outfielder. I guess he's a logical fit. Do you see him and the Blue Jays as a partnership that could work?
Yeah, I do think so. They're a team that fits. I could see Texas. I could see San Francisco. I could see Seattle. I'm not sure about the Mets, maybe. Toronto's clearly looking for at least one outfielder. So, you know, they may not be the perfect fit. I think they have a pretty good guy who can play center. But I think that it makes sense. You know, certainly they looked at Fowler last year. He's similar to Fowler, probably will get similar money to Fowler. I think he's actually better than Fowler. So, seeing that they went for Fowler last year, didn't get him, that makes sense to me.